There are 4 days to go until the election. The polls are tightening. The candidates have been racing around the country giving their closing arguments. So it is time for our last pre-election weekly roundtable.
Here and now, 2016.
Aw, we're going to miss the cheerful timepiece quartet, mostly. Jesse Holland covers politics and ethnicity for the Associated Press. Hi, Jesse.
How are you doing today?
Good. Julie Mason is host of The Press Pool on Sirius XM. Hi, Julie.
Not going to miss the quartet. I can't lie.
They've just been, they've just been so cheerful.
It was a volunteer mission.
So we thank them. But Julie, start with you. I mean, I want to get from both of you the temperature. How do you see the race?
The race is crazy right now. Democrats have reason to be concerned. There's a lot of worry that everything's wrong. The polls are wrong. We've been wrong. This sort of last-minute panic that Trump may have a path. But she still has a better ground game, and the polls are looking in her favor. It's just, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, I'm looking up at the CNN new electoral map. They say that Hillary Clinton might be short of the 270, the magic 270. You know, we keep hearing that Utah, which might actually go blue, might knock Donald Trump off that magic 270 that you need in the Electoral College. Your thoughts?
Well, it's all down to turnout now. It's all down to who can get their people to the polls. And one of the things we have to keep in mind when we start talking about these last days is that because of early voting, more than a fifth of the country has already cast their vote. So when we talk about these last second polls, are we talking about the people who have already voted? So those numbers could shift a lot of those states right there by themselves.
Well, Trump spoke in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Monday. Let's listen to him. He has been racing around the country. Here he is.
She's unfit and unqualified to be the president of the United States, and her election would mire our government and our country in a constitutional crisis that we cannot afford. Folks, we have to get back to work. We have to get back to work.
And then here is Hillary Clinton in Cleveland on Monday.
There is no case here. And they said it wasn't even a close call. And I think most people have decided a long time ago what they think about all of this. Now what people are focused on is choosing the next president and commander-in-chief of the United States of America.
When she says there is no case here, she's, of course, talking about an FBI case involving her emails. Julie, what does Trump have to do in these last few days in order to win?
Well, it's been amazing to watch Trump in the last, I don't know, week or 10 days. He has gone from just, you know, screaming and yelling about everything in the polls and it's all rigged. He's talking about Common Core and other education policies. He's fleshing out some more policy initiatives. He's trying to stick to his script and not make too many mistakes. It's been incredible to watch. And his polls have improved a little bit. But a lot of it is Hillary Clinton coming down a bit rather than Trump really improving his performance in the polls.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to ask, Trump was talking about the constitutional crisis. And Jesse, he's, of course, referring to what many Republicans hope, that there will be an indictment against Hillary Clinton, that there might even be an impeachment. But Julie, when you talk about Donald Trump saying the voting is rigged, Democrats are in courts today as we speak, claiming that the RNC has been working with the Trump campaign to, you know, suppress votes. There's a background here. In the 80s, the RNC, it was alleged, did try to suppress votes. They're under a decree that they can't do that for another year. Talk about the messiness we might see at the polls.
Well, I'm sorry, Jesse.
Go ahead.
No. In the last couple of days of any election, you see these accusations being thrown around back and forth. But one thing that we can be guaranteed with any presidential election right now is there's going to be a fight in the courts over something. And so, in North Carolina, Democrats are complaining about vote suppression. Donald Trump's been talking about about a rigged election for I don't know how long now. So we can expect to see some type of court battle. This is why a lot of people are hoping that the race will be decisive one way or the other, so we don't have a repeat of 2000. But especially since we have a 4-4 split Supreme Court now. But I think we're going to see some kind of court challenge. But the question is going to be how big of a challenge is going to be.
Right. You remember 4-4 split court. It was a 5-4 vote in the Al Gore Bush race. Now it would be have to go back down to a lower court. But Jeremy, pick it up.
Let's not go there. Please, Julie. I asked you about what Trump has to do. What does Hillary Clinton need to do in these last few days to win?
Well, it, And her case is interesting too, Jeremy. I'm sure you know she was hoping to end on a positive note. You know, it's been such a terrible, bruising, soiling campaign. And she wanted to go out strong. She wanted to go out positive, talking about her message and her achievements. And that was the game plan. But with the Comey thing and the questions about the rigged election and all this other stuff, she had to dump that plan. And now she's just going hard against Trump. He's not fit. He can't serve. And she's getting a strong lift from the Obamas, for example, and her other surrogates. It's not clear that they can help her over the finish line, but man, they're all working hard.
Well, it's not just that she's fighting the FBI, perhaps, investigation, but here is sound of Hillary Clinton on Tuesday in Fort Lauderdale shouting over protesters saying Bill Clinton is a rapist.
It is time for us to say no. We are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future.
Jesse Holland, weigh in.
Well, it's one of the interesting things about this election is that we've seen people try to drag Bill Clinton into the argument, even though Bill Clinton is actually not on the ballot. It's Hillary. It's his wife on the ballot. So we've seen a lot of nastiness in the election from both sides. And we actually saw Melania Trump actually reemerge yesterday and try to give a speech on cyberbullying. So we're seeing a lot of people throwing everything up against the walls at the last second in hopes of getting a push one way or the other.
Let's hear Melania from yesterday.
It is absolutely unacceptable when it's done by someone with no name hiding on the internet. We have to find a better way to talk to each other, to disagree with each other, to respect each other.
A lot of people pointing out that obviously, Donald Trump has done a lot of, I guess you could say, cyberbullying of people mm-hmm. throughout the course of this campaign.
But his name's on it.
But the other thing is, you know, Melania Trump's most famous speech before that one was the one at the convention, which was plagiarized from Michelle Obama's speech. And yesterday, I Googled one of the phrases that she said, if you could dream it, you could become it. The only result in Google is a quote from Marla Maples, which I'll just put that out there for you. But
it also sounds like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Don't dream it, be it. Remember that song at the end?
Well, but this idea, I mean, someone saying was, you know, now the conversation is, was a poor spouse sent out to say words, not, you know, not even maybe realizing. I mean, the impact of that. Matthew Dowd tweeted out, Melania Trump speaking out against cyberbullying is like Bernie Madoff's wife speaking out against Ponzi schemes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Wow. It is. The irony is deep.
Okay. Well, your thoughts on a couple of the news items that we're hearing today. Bridgegate, two of Chris Christie's top aides have been convicted of conspiring to foul up the traffic, to punish a mayor who wouldn't support the governor. You know, he is obviously not on the ticket, but a top advisor to Donald Trump. Julie, does this have any impact?
Sure it does. And you can think, boy, what if Christie was the nominee at this point? He is heading Donald Trump's transition, which is not a small thing. And if Donald Trump is elected, Chris Christie would be looking for a very high profile position in the cabinet. If Donald Trump is elected now, this puts that into serious doubt.
It looks like Christie is scheduled to be campaigning tomorrow in New Hampshire for Donald Trump. So we'll see what happens there. Jesse, it was exactly a week ago right now that we got news about the FBI looking into more emails related to Hillary Clinton's private server. Here we are 4 days out. Are you expecting any big game changer over the next few days?
It would be hard to see something coming out in the next few days. But this has been one of those election cycles where you can't say anything and be positive about it. You could see the FBI come out and say, well, there's nothing here or there's something here between now and the election. But it would actually be shocking to see something come out this late in the game.
But what about
that
WikiLeaks?
Would affect the race?
What about WikiLeaks?
But who knows?
What about WikiLeaks? Al-Qaeda?
What about what you? Who knows what could happen? This has been one of those years where we have no idea what's going to happen between now and Tuesday. We just all long for the ride.
Yeah. To both of you, we've got about a minute left. Do you think, and we talked about whether or not it was going to be a landslide so that there are no legal cases afterwards, but what about general legal cases? Both candidates are pointing at the other for having legal problems that would come up if that candidate was president. Julie?
Yeah, one-term president. Either one, one-term.
Yeah, because, and let's remind people, there are lawsuits against Trump University. There's an allegation against Donald Trump. He's appearing in court. An allegation of rape against Donald Trump. The Republicans point to what they think is going to be an indictment of Hillary Clinton because of her emails. Jesse.
One of the things that you can guarantee is that whoever wins the election, there will be hearings in Congress, there will be hearings in court that will start almost immediately next year.
Oh, joy.
The spittle will fly.
democracy.
Julie Mason, host of The Press Pool on SiriusXM, and Jesse Holland, who covers politics and ethnicity for the Associated Press. I can't believe we're 4 days away, but thank you for being here on our last pre-election roundtable, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.